If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny. Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right, all three of us together, 2 weeks in a row. Pretty dope if you ask me.
Probably the last time it's going to happen. Wait, things are going around.
Yeah, I mean, one of us, I'm not going to say who, I'm going to nod to Chris, but I won't say on the air. Pretty whacked right now.
Pretty good.
This is good. John, you just show up fucking trashed now to the show? I'll take that laugh as a yes.
His brothers are both calling me. They're like, I don't know what's going on with this kid.
Really?
Yeah. They're snitches. Pretty weird.
They're pretty fucking.
They're just like, that's your friend. We didn't choose to have to know him. And I'm like, whoa. Seems like there's problems.
That shit's all right.
Is it?
I'm here. So, right?
Of the three of us, I figured I would have gone off the rails this family first.
I mean, you have at times.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But then you run out of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to slow your shit down. Like, when you go on a bender and you look in your bank account and half your shit's gone within a week.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
You know you've been fucking partying hard, son.
Fucking
well,
make
good
it
for
rain,
you,
dog.
Son.
I also go on benders. I try not to go on benders.
Yeah, those are bad.
Yeah.
I've
go on one, maybe 2 day benders. It's not really a bender.
That's not really.
No, but when you hit it hard for like a fucking week straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done that in a long time.
That means something's really wrong.
You're mad old, son. You can't keep up.
It's not about that. It's just that.
You don't have the time for it?
It's just not as fun as it used to be. By like day four of just getting really fucked up.
It depends where you are and who you're doing the shit with, too.
No, it gets dark.
Yeah, it always.
Oh, speaking of which.
Even if you're with like hot chicks, it's like still.
Yeah, that's true.
A.K.A. prostitutes.
Shout out to Backpage.com.
No, party favors. It's a little better if you were prostitutes because they have to pretend to like you. That's what
good point.
For.
Yeah, but they'll let you fucking OD too. They won't stop you from that.
Yeah, well, it's your choice. I mean,
that's true too.
Really, this is a libertarian podcast. I hope everyone knows.
Well,
we're pushing the libertarian. No, all the time. We're pushing the libertarian
agenda.
Thank you. I want everyone to know. The libertarianism is the future of this country. It's the past, it's the present, it's the future. Maybe not so much the present.
Do they have
really the past?
Do they have
kind
of
the past for a little while?
What, Johnny? What'd you say?
Do they have an animal mascot? I know Republicans and Democrats got one each.
Chris, you would know. You're
like, what do they have? An eagle?
You're ahead of the Libertarian
I really
Party.
I would not know that.
How the fuck they don't have an animal? That's crazy, son. They're not taking you seriously until you get a fucking animal, B.
Is that true?
The real ones have them, right?
No, Libertarian Party, well, this one has a griffin on it. That's
there you
pretty
go.
Cool.
It's like an eagle.
And the other one is Statue of Liberty, but I'm going to go with the griffin.
A lazy motherfuckers.
It's pretty dope.
Fake shit.
What, Johnny?
It's some fake ass. Griffin ain't even real, right?
No, griffins are real. They were...
No way.
They were around the Middle Ages.
That was that
they
eagle with
out.
Like the human bodies and shit, right?
No, it was like a giant eagle with like a lion body.
That's crazy, so...
You don't think it's real?
I don't think so.
Why not?
How the fuck is going to fly, B? What's the point of having an eagle's head and you can't fly?
They can fly, though. There's a lion's body and eagle wings.
oh shit, so this is like a Red Bull commercial, basically.
It's kind of, yeah, exactly. It's what it is. That's where Red Bull commercials came from. Stop being such a bitch. You know, Johnny, you went 2 for 3 last week with your picks.
I'll fucking take that, son. Somebody wants some money. Shout out to the listener that won $20 on that Eagles
game. You don't even know their name.
Oh, man, I forget. I think it's Bob Bobertson or Ron.
You know, we have listeners and they have real names. I don't want everyone to think that Johnny's just fucking lying and making things up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I sent it on the fucking...
I mean, I think you would know, like, a Twitter handle or something. Maybe like
at
a
HS Radio Show.
Name.
At HS Radio Show.
Your fucking name sometimes.
Tweet us your winnings. Are you ready to make more picks?
Let's go, man.
Especially in this fucking shitty state of mind you're
it's
in.
It's a fucking fun time. Let's go.
You better not fuck this up. People are counting on this. This is how people are going to
I'm
pay.
Fucking counting
this
on
this is how
it.
People are paying for their Thanksgiving dinners.
My funds are low. This is how I party, son.
Your funds are low because you just partied it all away.
Oh, man.
It's all inside your brain right now.
Fucking Sylvester Stallone, B.
What's that even mean, buddy? What's that? You got to tell me what that means, otherwise.
Over the top, dog. You remember that shit?
Okay, all right. Now that makes sense. You're going to start what?
You just go arm wrestling and fucking adopt a kid and shit. Okay. And then, like, watch his mother die and take him on the road.
This is getting weird
and dark.
The
Libertarian Party uses a porcupine as a mascot. Just
what
as
the fuck?
What happened to the griffin?
Yo, stick with the griffin, bro.
It's because it's a defensive animal. It doesn't harm anyone who leaves it alone.
Okay. But it would harm you. So a Libertarian would harm me if it's having a bad day or some shit?
Yes.
The fuck?
Johnny.
If you don't, not if you leave it
focus
alone.
Focus, everyone. We're trying to gamble.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Got you.
Saturday.
Okay.
7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The Chicago Bears at the Indianapolis Colts. Colts are favored at -3.
Damn, this hurts, too. Shit. I'm going to have to go. And I'm a Bears fan. I'm going with the Colts on
oh, my God. He's been against his Bears.
Fucking hurts.
All right. I feel that. Bears are terrible. They're going to do awful.
They're
going to
be
all
right, son.
Yeah. Cutler's throwing the goddamn ball.
Yo,
all right.
Fantasy.
Next. The Jacksonville Jaguars
at
the New York Giants. Giants favored -3.
-3?
Yeah.
Oh. I take the Giants. I don't know if I take it at -3. That seems kind of fucking normal.
So what are you doing, dude? It's -3. That's the fucking line.
Take the -3, but I think that's cutting it close and shit.
But so are you not confident in your pick?
I'm taking it, but I don't like the -3.
You sound like a bitch right now.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for making him look like a bitch.
You know what? Yeah, I'm taking the Giants. Fuck it. -3.
There Green Bay Packers. This is a Sunday game. Green Bay Packers at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
Steelers favorite at -2.5.
Fuck. I'm taking the pack.
It's a pack attack?
Hell yeah, son. Aaron Rodgers.
He's trying to get
MVP.
Free cigarettes.
So, Packers. Sunday game, +2.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Giants saying. You're kicking those points, bro. Giants at -3 on Saturday.
Yep.
And the Colts at -3 on Saturday against the Bears.
Yeah, I'm going to hell for that pick, but yep.
How much money do you think you're going to make? Because what, you want to keep getting fucked up, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. I got to start upping, actually, my bets. I bet too light, so. It's like I put 25, 30 a game, so I'm going to have to up that shit up a little
bit. Yeah, those are bitch bets.
I gotta get my money up.
There has to be something at stake for it to really matter. You know?
Don't fucking snow if you don't got the blow, B.
What?
I gotta get my shit up.
Is you just making shit up now, buddy?
I don't fucking know.
No, you don't know, do you? You're gonna remember this podcast?
Probably not.
Don't laugh at that.
Oh shit.
Chris, how did you know how long this guy's been getting messed up for? You been
weeks.
Aware?
Weeks, from what I hear. She's getting worse and worse.
Oh, boy.
Can we get Johnny's brother to replace him once he finally...
Yeah, I think...
You think my brother could replace
him? Seamlessly slide him.
Fucking mind.
Either one of them.
Well, you guys are going to talk about wrestling and shit, right?
We talk about wrestling anyway.
Yeah, but not the way I talk about wrestling.
That's true.
Gaily? Homoerotically?
Longingly.
Oh,
yeah, longingly.
Longingly.
All right, so those are your bets. You got to bet a pack. At +2.5 on Sunday. And then the Giants at -3 and the Colts at -3 on Saturday. I'm fucking betting my entire paycheck on it this weekend. And you know what?
Wow. Ballsy.
On Monday, I'm going to have fucking 2 paychecks. Because that's where I'll make my money at.
Goddamn right, son.
Yeah, so that's it. So at HS Radio Show is our Twitter account. I'm patreon.com/highsocietyradio. And
shout out to lynda.com.
On Instagram, there's a fuckboy picture up there right now.
Oh, yeah.
Instagram.com/highsocietyradio. Radio.
Shit got mad love.
You like that? You like when you get mad love?
It was nice. Like, we don't take enough team photos and shit.
You think we should take more?
I don't know about that.
You think we should take some more topless?
Yo, the rarer they are, the better, right? That's like the PayPay rule and shit.
Okay, we're like an actual PayPay.
Hell yeah.
Let me see what people said about the picture.
They enjoyed it. Fucking Reddit was a little harsh on you and shit.
Hey, my AIDS whore friend fucked that guy on Backpage.
Which one?
Yeah, I'm not sure
that's
which one.
That's probably me. I'm the only one who probably uses Backpage. So,
Jesus Christ.
Roll with that.
No homo.
There you go. That's nice.
Hashtag Dunch called us beta fags.
Woo!
They hashtagged it.
Nice.
Pepper stole Wolverine's haircut. My hair does look a little weird there. Pepper looks like a bloated Tim Tebow.
Oh, shit.
Well, Tim Tebow seems attractive, so I will take that as a compliment. Bronx Johnny is the illest motherfucker ever.
Appreciate that.
He ain't no hashtag fuckboy.
I am.
All right. Okay. I shouldn't have called us fuckboys then.
I don't know why you tagged it as
because,
that
you know.
That was so weird.
That's what you are.
Apparently I'm not.
That's what you are, dude.
Oh, boy.
You're fuckboy number one.
I'm fuckboy number one.
What does even a fuckboy even mean? Is that it's derogatory, right?
That is a multiple rape victim in prison.
You didn't know that? We told you this shit before.
I know.
Oh, man.
It's funny to hear it, though.
Fucking A.
Oh, man. It's good stuff, man.
Yes, it is.
It's good stuff. Yeah, so it's been a crazy week because Johnny's been just pretty much AWOL, getting hammered. And I've just been sitting in my home worrying about him. Like, what's Johnny doing?
You didn't even know what was going on. I don't know how you were worried. You were going to get your fucking picks, dog.
I was so worried. Pretty much, yeah, for the picks. I was worried about that because, look, we're all trying to make money. Chris, how much money are you putting down these things?
Nothing.
Yeah, you like fucking...
I'm putting the entire nest egg on The Undertaker.
You know, I am. Yeah. Weren't we supposed to go to SummerSlam?
Yeah, my boy fucked up and waited till the tickets were like $8. I'm not paying $8. I'm going to Raw on Monday if you want to go.
Nah, I can't go on Monday.
Why not?
I always have plans in the evenings.
That seems very vague.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Like, fuck.
It's lies. It's a lie. I will be watching it. Are you going to be watching it, SummerSlam?
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
I thought we were watching it together. What the fuck's going on here?
I can't watch it with someone who has fucking felony weight mounds of drugs on them inside of them at all times.
That's fucking ridiculous.
You're saying that he's got a condom dipped in lube and shoved in his anus to...
Well, the fuck boys get down like that.
Yeah, but that's not even filled with drugs. It's just filled with cement. It's like that's how he makes his dildos. Fucking creep. You just buy a dildo. It's probably cheaper than making the cement.
Shit.
I don't know. Cement is pretty cheap. Seems like a hassle, though.
You'd venture to say that's a rough fuck.
Well, what?
Right? That would be, right? It's all rigid.
You would
shit.
Know, dude.
I'm
You're
saying.
The one who makes the goddamn concrete condoms.
I didn't pick up on that.
You're not picking up on much tonight, buddy.
I'm good. Stop throwing me curveballs. Just throw me the heater, son.
Is that like, are you coming on to me? Is that what's going on? Because I don't need that shit, dude.
So you got your picks for SummerSlam or no, Chris?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that later. Don't worry about it.
You really? Did you put money down on SummerSlam?
Oh, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You're fucking ridiculous.
You think Undertaker's not going to win?
Well, he has to. Like, he has to get that back. There's no way.
Why aren't
he
we
loses,
doing a bonus wrestling show tomorrow?
You didn't fucking tell me about that.
I told you yesterday, and you said, "All right, I'll see you on Friday at 3:30."
When the fuck did I talk to you yesterday?
Why did you check your call log, you fucking druggie?
I'm gonna fucking check it right now.
Here's all right. Hold on, Johnny's bringing up his call log.
I thought this bit was dead because apparently
it's come back to life.
Some
Johnny's,
lady got raped.
Johnny's in the blackout.
Jesus Christ, Chris.
Well, I'm just saying you're a rape apologist.
Holy
you can't
shit!
Tell this bit.
I really did fucking talk to you. Yes.
Johnny, what's the last pornography you viewed?
Oh, man.
And review it.
Whatever I watched this morning.
And what was it?
I don't fucking recall, son. I know it was some shit with black chicks.
Yeah?
Which was nice.
Was it black on white or white on black or black on black?
No, black on black chicks, son.
Lesbian?
Oh, yeah. One of the broads, I think, broken. No, she didn't break into the house. What is it? It was like a car wash and shit got real. And it was cool. It was nice.
And that's the extravaganza this week. That was an awesome extravaganza,
Johnny.
You piece
of shit. Oh, man. So we're not doing nothing for SummerSlam? We didn't do shit for Royal Rumble this year either. You guys starting to suck, man.
Did we not do anything for Royal Rumble? I can't remember.
I had a WrestleMania thing in my house, and Johnny didn't come, so I don't really care.
Did Chris go to your house for WrestleMania?
No, but he didn't say he was coming.
Thank you.
Did I say I was going?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I might come through for SummerSlam. Are you doing it at your house?
No.
No. Where are you doing SummerSlam at?
I'm going to my buddy's house. We're on SummerSlam.
It's very Kurt Anderson, bro.
Sunset Park.
Gunset Park?
Yes.
The newest hottest up and coming neighborhood in New York City, which, you know, pretty much we broke that on this show to any people who want to buy real estate in New York City. Which I think is us. We want to buy real estate, right? We have lots of money. Well, at least Chris does, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
not for New York City real estate. What are you, crazy? Maybe I can buy a trailer upstate.
I feel that. We could all move in together.
No, we can't.
Why not? Why don't you want to move in with us? Why don't you want to buy a trailer for us? And
that's what I'm saying, son. You know how many podcasts we can cut continuously if we live together and shit? Fuck, man.
All right, Johnny's back into it. Johnny's just going to eat drugs and fucking ramble into a mic. Who's our new legal advisor? You keep telling me that there's like a lawyer now.
Oh, yeah, he's getting you your single room occupancy lease.
Nice. All right,
we're going to do it. We're going to go. We're going to fucking stunt it up, and I'll just live in this house for some reason. Or no, it's a hotel room for $200 a month.
How is it? A month or 3 months or some shit? I think it's like
6 months is what we fucking figured out last week, Johnny. Nice. God. Once you pay attention or listen to the show. Come on. Talk to me, buddy. What's wrong?
Nothing. You freaking me out.
I like that the ISS astronauts are turning urine into drinking water like it's fucking Waterworld.
Ew.
Well, I mean, it probably means they have to carry less weight, right? They have to carry less fresh water.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. I just thought they were just doing it just to have fun. Like, we're sick of drinking, I guess, water and Tang. Is that what they have up there? So let's just drink our own piss.
I'm pretty sure they got more than Tang. How the fuck you don't have Kool-Aid up there? You can take Tang.
I think Tang is like the official. Yeah.
Tang has that government contract, son.
Oh, yeah.
That's whack. That kind of sucks. Like, fucking Tang has that vitamin taste. I hate Tang. It's like poor people shit.
It was designed for astronauts, though.
Poor people shit. Astronauts drink it. That's the exact opposite of a poor person.
Yo, wouldn't you fucking take like Capri Sun up there?
Is that the exact opposite of a poor person?
I don't know. I guess a rich person would be, but also like...
Yeah, it's like the exact opposite of a dumb person.
There you go.
There you go. I'd take a Capri Sun up there and shit. You get like the 10-pack and the flavors is wonderful. There's no high fructose corn syrup or shit. It says it on the box.
Dude, you can't fucking be bringing that shit up there.
You take like 5 boxes and freeze them shits. And then when you're done, you're just pissing them and fucking shake it. There's still some flavor in that shit. You'll have some flavorful fucking piss water. Some nice grape, maybe, or fruit punch. Maybe kiwi strawberry, whatever you fucking fancy.
I like kiwi strawberry, to tell you the truth.
That shit is ours.
I like kiwi strawberry urine.
There you go.
You know what? Take out the kiwi and the strawberry. I'm going to hang out with these astronauts and just drink urine with them.
You always hear the astronauts complain about, like, the quality of the food. Like, they'll say, yeah, it's getting better. It don't mean it's fucking good. They're just making strides, which kind of fucking sucks.
Oh, no, they kind of deserve it for... Trying what? To think they're better than everyone else.
The fuck is...
No, I've just turned on astronauts.
You're a piece of shit for that one.
Maybe the astronauts
heroes,
are a piece of shit. Oh, no, our freeze-dried fruit isn't good enough. Oh, I'm in fucking space, jerking off. Watching my jizz float in front of my face.
That shit is hysterical if it hits a co-worker up there. It's like, oh, my fault, son. You ran right into that one.
Do they have to use catheters at all times in space? Because there's no gravity? I mean, the piss would go everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd fucking think so. I think they shit into like a vacuum bag or some shit, right?
I don't know. I mean, if I was an astronaut, I would just say even if you didn't have to use a catheter, I'd say just give me a catheter anyway.
Oh, that's that's fucking terrible.
I just want to have my dick filled up.
Eesh, that's a fucking rough one there. Especially in there, like it has to hurt more because of the zero gravity.
Yeah,
like that shit has to like cinch in a little harder, right?
Oh yeah.
Like fucking alien teeth just.
Yeah.
Oof.
But it's inside of your penis.
Good God, man.
It's inside of your urethra.
Eesh.
Don't you wish we had a separate hole for jizz? And God, don't you wish that?
Where?
I don't know. Maybe like another
extra
hole
dick chamber or something. I don't know, man.
Like a second shaft just for jizz?
Yeah.
Like the Reddit guy, like that guy with two penises. You think that guy was fake? Now we're thinking back. Now thinking back at it.
No shot.
He was real?
Yeah.
If he was real, wouldn't you think he'd get more fame by now? Like, isn't that...
How famous could he be?
Yeah, it's an oddity.
If he doesn't want to do porn, which I don't think he does, because he didn't even put his face in that
thing. Just two dicks.
Like, he's just got a deformity.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily say that the other penis worked. It was just like a conjoined penis at that point, right?
No, he said they both worked.
They did. Greedy motherfucker, man.
I think he said like it feels better to jizz at a left one or something.
Nice. He could be running train on bitches dolo, son. That's an experience right there.
Yeah, I have to believe he was real. That was probably the best Reddit post of all time.
Yeah, easily. Like, I wonder if it has the most karma.
I think Obama might have the most karma.
Boo.
Socialism. Look it up. See, I think there's like there's actually a list of what posts have the most karma. Fake internet points. Yo, you can just read about, you can post and talk to us on reddit.com/r/highsocietyradio and get your fake internet points there.
You can see which users have the most karma, but you can't see which posts.
The posts? Mm.
You sure? You sure, bro? Let's see, what Reddit post has the most upvotes, or upvotes, as sometimes it's called. Do you think Stephen Colbert is going to be good on CBS?
Yeah.
I mean, he's fucking funny. He's been funny in everything.
He's not really changing the format of his show. Maybe a little bit more interviews.
No, he's not doing the character anymore. What do you mean?
But he's still going to be like Stephen Colbert, though.
I don't know how old this is 8 months ago. What tasty food would be disgusting if eaten over rice?
What?
On Ask Reddit has 38,450 upvotes.
Jesus. All right. What's the number one thing in there? What's the number one comment?
Number one comment?
Mentos.
5,000.
It's not really food, though.
Yeah, I don't think that even fucking counts. Why would Mentos be so? Is there something behind that? Is that like an inside joke of some sort? Mentos on rice? Johnny, would you eat a big bowl of Mentos and rice?
Fuck no.
I would.
I could eat a fried egg with rice. I'd do that shit every day.
I'm going to go to a Chipotle right now and dump just a bunch. I'm like, hi, can I have some of that white rice with cilantro? Here's a fucking...
I don't like that rice in fucking Chipotle.
Here's a roll of Mentos. Just mix them up in there. Thanks. Apparently the internet thinks this is disgusting, but I love it.
Just to show them what's what.
Now I'm just going
to
piss in my own mouth as I eat this. I'm like an astronaut. Is this astronaut food? All right, what else is up there? Let's see. Oh, the guy who just fucking had weird, he posed in a bunch of pictures at a Magic the Gathering tournament. I remember that. Oh, man, Two Dick Man isn't even there. It makes me sad.
You overrated your man, son.
I did.
Apparently there's a big Two Dick community right there. It's like,
Barack Obama's number 17.
Damn.
Oh, I might even think of AMAs as the biggest ones.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
That's the top AMA, it seems.
It's bullshit. Where's Two Dick Man, bro?
You might not be able to get ranked because it's an 18 and wasn't that an 18 and over thing? They might not put that on these lists.
Mm. Good point.
I wish they'd find the Goatsy guy. Finally interview him.
Why? What the hell does he have to say? Yeah, I like having my asshole gaped out. The end.
I think they actually might have found him.
I'm also the one guy, one cup guy.
Ew.
It's not the same guy,
no,
is it?
No, it's not the same. Is it?
How would we know?
Fuck you throwing that out for like that.
I can identify assholes very keenly.
Oh, wow.
Look, there's one across the fucking console from me. There's another one.
Good one.
But a bum.
You gonna go to Banksy's theme park?
I would fucking love to, but I doubt I could get in. And it's also across the pond. It's what called
you think
Dismaland?
Really just, yeah.
Yeah.
You think they're just not letting people in?
I thought they were. I saw like a journalist go in and like do like a featurette on it.
But it's like an actual fucking thing you walk into, right? It's not. Like
yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
Hmm.
It's all depressing and shitty. It's great. He really has a beef against Disneyland, huh? I wonder what happened to him. You think he was raped at like Euro Disney?
Maybe he fucking took Bambi the wrong way or some shit. Some people don't know how to let shit go. Like when they killed Bambi's mother.
Uh huh.
And maybe he grew up like motherless and he felt some sort of way about that. Disney hates mothers and shit. You know that.
I don't know that. What's that mean?
You remember how they treated Dumbo's mother?
No.
Bambi's mother?
Like shit. Bambi's mother. Cinderella's mother.
I guess that's just to fucking, you know, screw with kids' heads.
They also killed, you know, the Lion King's father.
They fucking
was
hate
his mother
biological
alive?
Parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, son. They don't address it, but Scar was gunning that shit out.
Oh, yeah?
It's fucking pretty pertinent.
I mean, That's probably what would happen in a lion pack, right?
Hell yeah. Or if not, they kill the cubs, a la that fucking Cecil little lion, that they kill his cubs now, which is terrible.
They killed the cubs who are dead?
They killed a couple of them. I don't know if they got all of them yet.
Thanks for nothing, Johnny. You should be out there fucking stalking those.
Wait, why?
They can't. There's no one to raise them, so they have to fucking put them down.
Why?
I don't fucking know. I don't remember.
Why can't
shit.
Just like a fucking other thing eat it?
Well, I know. I thought the other Jericho the lion, like Cecil's buddy, was killing them. The humans are killing the cubs?
That's what I fucking read. They had to put them down.
That's sad.
Yeah.
This animal only open for 5 weeks. Bulk, you should definitely go out to this fucking.
Should I make a run
Dismal
at it?
Land.
Will you go with me?
No.
Why not? Let's just go to. All right. Look. All right. For real. Would you buy a fucking plane ticket to London and we'll stay there for like 3 days and see if we can fucking get there and get in? And we'll just fucking camp out and see if we can get in.
Chris looks like he needs the guarantee before he even fucking buys that ticket, though. Yeah. I could appreciate that.
I think we're gonna.
If not, we'll go to a pub.
Hmm. Pub, you say. That sounds good.
A proper English pub.
Hmm. We don't have to drink warm beer, right? I heard that they drink warm beer.
It's fucking London. I'm sure you could get a cold beer somewhere.
Yeah.
But is that not proper?
You want to be proper?
Shit, who knew Chris was when in Rome guy? Fuck, man.
I don't know.
You don't like to offend people now? Fuck that. You're
American, fucking
cricket
son. Match in Bermuda.
How'd that go?
It was pretty dope. People getting drunk.
Oh, it's a fucking sport.
Look
event.
How much it is. See if you can find a fucking. Is it open now? What date? What's the date it opens?
No, it opens. It's only open for 5 weeks.
We gotta go, bro.
When does it open?
Yo, but fucking Disney can't sue him, right?
I think they're gonna.
They're gonna have to
give him. They're gonna turn regular Disneyland into this. They're like, this is such a good idea.
Yeah,
we're gonna just change our entire brand to this.
Yeah. Run that shit. You're gonna have Goth Mickey Mouse and shit.
Oh yeah, it's Goth Mickey Mouse. It's gonna be the Gimp. It's just the Gimp is now the.
I thought
official.
That was gonna be Minnie just sucking dicks in the back of the park.
Come on,
what?
Johnny, sober the fuck up and get your head in this fucking game. Don't just sit there giggling like some high stone schoolgirl looking for dicks to suck.
I think he's letting whoever, it's just first come, first serve. We just have to wait online for 2 days.
Yeah, all right. I'm down.
You're going to wait online for 2 fucking days?
Yeah, I don't know if it's worth it. There's a video of it if you want to watch the fucking video.
I saw the video, dude.
I don't think Johnny saw it.
I don't think I'd trust Chris online with you, BK. He's not very patient. I think after 40 minutes, he's
I fucking,
fucking
waited online for 26 hours to get into a fish show.
Get
right?
the fuck out of here. No way. You waited online for more than 2 hours for anything?
What else I was going to do? It was in the middle of nowhere in fucking Vermont. We're on a goddamn road waiting for to get in line. Or you was know, it New Hampshire? I can't remember.
You're the whitest person I know. I could have
fished. Oh, my God. I went to a fish show. Yeah, I'm a
in
fucking
Vermont,
dumb
to a
cracker.
Farm, son.
What's that?
A farm?
I think they said it was a farm, but it was actually like an old Air Force base.
I'm just saying, we all know that like non-white people have a fear of farms, right, Johnny?
I like farms. I don't pick anything out of there. I'll go and shit like for maize or whatever.
For maize, like you mean
not
what
corn.
The Indians corn call
the
corn?
Fucking those Halloween mazes and shit with the
oh you mean
packs.
A corn maze?
I guess. All right. The shit you walk through and you got to fucking find your way out.
Yeah, those are typically made of corn.
All right, whatever the fuck it is, it's fun. I make it halfway and I just go right back because it's too much work, son. You got to half-ass it sometimes.
Why go out and fly a kite when you could just pop a pill?
That's what I'm saying, son.
I'm going to figure out how much does it cost for us to go to London. Let's say 3 days. That'll get us in, right?
You paying like $3,000 easy.
I'm going to say.
What are we staying, a youth hostel?
Yeah, we'll stay in a youth hostel. Yeah. Like two old, dumb Americans. What's up, guys? You guys ready to party? Woo!
Yeah, you definitely would be the two oldest motherfuckers in there.
You're
like
the oldest. You're the oldest motherfucker in here.
Nah, there's always some old hippie in a youth hostel.
No way, really? Well, probably for that shit. Yeah, you probably would get some like hipsters down there, maybe.
Adults too.
Would you guys technically be hipsters if you did this?
No, we're true bros. We're true detectives, to be totally honest. That's what I like to call ourselves. True. Detectives. Let's see how much. John, you said $3,000? You think it'll cost?
I thought $3,000.
Seems like a lot.
$3,000, right?
Chris, you ever been to London?
No.
Me neither, bro. A
flight to London? There's no way that's going to cost $3,000,
I'm saying
you fucking idiot.
No, I'm saying
oh
the whole
God,
trip.
Oh, my God, $6,000.
Oh.
Yeah, right. It's probably like,
it opens today, the day of this podcast. I'm
saying $600. We better get to the fucking airport.
$600.
Cut this shit short.
You talking
fuck
about
SummerSlam.
But I'm saying round trip, and then where you got to go, and where you staying, it got to be $6,000 total.
Look, with a hotel and two plane tickets, $1,000.
Yeah?
It's not bad.
It's really not bad.
And Grant's not actually bad, then. You guys can suck each other's dicks.
You know he's just going to fucking move this thing around. He's definitely charging like $50,000 to get in.
You think?
Yeah, there's no prices on any of the fucking websites I saw.
No, it's art installation. It should be free.
Yeah, I didn't think Banksy charges for shit.
What do you mean? You know, those paintings cost millions of dollars.
The shit that gets auctioned.
They don't cost
millions of
dollars. They cost fucking whatever they cost to make, but they get sold for millions.
Yeah, they get auctioned off. He doesn't fucking
charge you for it. I'm surprised people aren't just going to go in there and fucking just rob it, like steal shit off the walls.
Well, it's not fucking all the, it's not all the shit neighborhoods in New York he's in.
You can't be mad at those people for fucking trying to make a profit.
They don't even have guns in England. How the hell are they going to steal all that shit?
You mean no one's popping off in England?
No one.
They're very fucking, like, sawed-off happy out there. They have sawed-offs out there.
Look, fucking...
You just saw that in fucking Snatch.
Exactly.
That's right, son. That's England to me. I don't know.
Wow, that deal really was good, because a flight on Kuwait Airways would be $900.
Damn.
I mean, get a hotel.
Yeah, round trip, son? That's not bad.
Yeah, round trip. But then we get the hotel, you know?
Go to Groupon, son. They might have a nice deal for you guys. Hotel and flight.
We should have a gaycation, Chris, me and you. We deserve one.
Yeah.
BK hasn't had enough of those this year.
No, let's fucking have a real one.
I'm going on like four more vacations by the end of the year. I'll say that right now.
Come on. Will you go with me to Disneyland?
You're paying?
I'm not paying. We'll each pay our own way.
I don't know. I can't go this weekend because it's SummerSlam. I'll go next weekend. All right.
I bet. We're going to Disneyland. We'll cut a podcast out there.
Yeah, will we?
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
I feel like they're not going to let us bring recording equipment in.
Probably not.
I'll just masturbate in line. They'll let me do that. Wait, why would that do anything besides get me arrested?
It's not a podcast.
They'll just be like fucking crazy Americans.
Oh, man, this is going to be the best trip ever. We're gonna. How long is the flight? 6 hours?
Something like that. It's not very long.
Yeah.
Oh, man, by the time we touch down, it's going to be dope.
What the fuck are you gonna eat out there, though?
Dead ass.
What?
You don't like that, Johnny? Johnny, you want to come with us, or are you gonna spend all your money be spent on drugs by the time fucking next week hits?
Yeah, it'll probably be fucking spent by next week.
Jesus, Johnny, you gotta pull yourself out of the spiral, bro.
I start fucking legit working another 2 weeks. I should be fine.
Oh yeah,
it's
the summer. Yeah, forgot. So all the
great
kids
American
go back,
summer, son.
All
yeah.
the kids go back.
God bless them.
You gonna party with some?
No.
You get new hot is when the new freshmen come in. You like fresh meat?
Don't fucking joke
right?
like that. I like my job.
No, it was a joke. I said that, Chris Stanley, not
thank you,
Bronx Johnny.
Yeah, he was just thinking it.
No, I was not.
Sucks about Jared, huh? Guy we all looked up to.
What the fuck?
I know, right?
What a segue.
I mean, he told us from the beginning he was eating fresh, right?
Whoa.
All right, dude.
Right? I guess you're going to get a foot long in prison, right?
Oh, God.
I guess
you're just going off those fucking Facebook jokes.
Yeah, it's just Facebook
jokes. Those terrible fucking Facebook jokes.
Hold on. Yeah, the NY Post cover was so blunt and stupid and great.
Yeah, that's good. They don't give a fuck. They're like that Donald Trump's newspaper and shit.
They're like Donald Trump's newspaper.
Hell yeah, they don't give a fuck.
And Subway Jared, underage sex shock. Enjoy a foot long in jail.
Oh, shit.
That's what the New York Post came together as a consensus to say
yep.
this is what
a
we're going
to. A newspaper said that they hope somebody gets raped.
With a giant cock. Like a really big dick.
Well, yeah, that is a pretty big dick.
That's
like two regular dicks.
Good God.
But it's combined into one fucking outrageously large dick.
It's like the Destructicon.
Of dicks.
Yeah.
You think
it's going to Destructicon that ass, though.
Jesus.
Ow, that ass.
Sorry.
So you heard that he his wife apparently had no idea he was banging these kids.
They never know though. Remember Sandusky's broad? She said, "Oh, he never did it. I had no idea."
I mean, he's not as bad as Sandusky. Sandusky was fucking 8-year-olds. He was fucking 16-year-olds. It's like half as bad.
I think he bangs some 14-year-olds too.
And he made fucking jokes about it and shit. Like at functions.
Apparently, like he flew to New York to bang a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old, and then like he tried soliciting her to get him 14 and 15 year olds.
Eesh.
And like I knew she wasn't a cop because I fucked her. And then I knew she wouldn't die me out. And then I was trying to get her to get me 15 year olds and 14 year olds.
Good God.
I'm just going on about how much he loves young pussy.
Mm-mm-mm.
What a fucking psychopath.
I don't know if he's a psychopath. He's definitely a disgusting human being.
That's pretty psychotic.
But still, I don't know, but fucking small children.
It's pretty fucking crazy to go, I'm going to fuck an underage prostitute. Then I know she's not a cop. Then I'm going to get her to give me even younger prostitutes. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
He's basically like that dude from Game of Thrones and shit that wants him younger. Was that kid fucker's name on there?
But he's not, Stark. Because he never went below high school.
You don't know that, though.
And whole story has been pretty confusing. Apparently, there's 14 victims, and he has to pay out 100 G's to each of them.
God damn.
Pennies.
What? He gets pennies to the subway, man.
He's worth mad dough.
He used to be.
Yeah, see how much he's worth.
They don't just take your money away.
Yeah, he agreed to do that.
Wow, he got off pretty easy. That's all he has to pay.
Yeah, well, he's going to jail, too.
For 5 years, at least. 5 to 12.
Yeah, but he'll be all right. He's famous. People don't fuck with you when you're famous, right?
Yeah, no one's going to fuck with a famous pedophile.
Not at all. They're going to fucking throw
a party. $15 million he's worth.
That asshole's worth $15 million. Well, not anymore, but...
Well, yeah, $1 million less? Really?
Do you know they had a fucking game on the subway?
He's going to come out of jail worth $10 million.
No, I bet there'll be...
I bet he's got a good finance guy. He's going to be getting a nice 5% a year while he's in there.
Nah, that fucking money has to go
I hope his fucking
down.
Finance guy is as good as a child porn broker.
How many people
do
you think
are going
to fucking come out the woodworks and say Jared touched them? Just to say Jared touched them. He's going to have to pay to shut them the fuck up.
Yeah, there's going to be other fucking lawsuits, yeah. I'm sure.
Coming out the woodworks, son.
Maybe. I feel like we... Well, I guess we'll know by next week, but it seems like... This seems to be the one case that they had from like 2 weeks ago, and there hasn't just been like people like with Cosby. There was just like another news story every day.
I know, front though, they brought him down pretty fucking quick for something like this. Usually, this shit lasts a couple months before they actually get you.
Who, Jared?
Yeah,
kiddie porn. They got you quick. Anything with kids, other than Michael Jackson.
That's
you're
what
fucking
I'm saying.
Ganked.
That's the
he's
only...
the only one that didn't get ganked.
Yeah, but. Like, what was the dude from, what's that fucking, that rock and roll opera shit? They always play, Gary Glitter. That took a while to get that motherfucker. He fucked some kids, dude. Same shit with Dr. Smith from fucking, Lost in Space.
Dr. Dre?
No. Dr. Smith from Lost in Space. He fucked a couple kids. They never got him, actually. I don't think.
Did you go see Straight Outta Compton, Johnny?
I did not.
No?
No.
You're not hyped for that movie? Everybody seems to be excited for it.
It's made a ridiculous amount of money.
It looks really bad.
I don't think it looked bad. It's just
really
like Paul Giamatti's in it. I'm not really putting money down for a Paul Giamatti film.
I'll put anything down for Paul Giamatti. No, and you can fucking put me on the record for that. If you don't like Giamatti, you're a piece of garbage.
He just has like Asian girlfriends in movies. It throws me the fuck off.
What?
I don't know.
You don't like Asian girlfriends?
I do, but he always has them. He's like typecasting. Like that's part of his contract. You have to give me some Asian pussy while I'm filming. It's fucking weird. I don't know, man.
Look like you just hurt your head there, Johnny. Johnny just yawned and just it looked like his brain was on fire.
It's a weird day.
Yeah, no shit, it's a weird day. You're going on about fucking Paul Giamatti and you're high as a kite.
Oh, not at all.
Johnny, and you told me to do Sex Extravaganza and you didn't even have
I didn't
clips.
Fucking, I never said that.
Remember then why did the music play?
I don't know. I did not
you
know.
Forgot that I talked to you on the phone yesterday.
That is true.
You probably forgot that too.
God, I fucking I don't.
Johnny was like, "I'm down with."
Do I have to fucking read my emails now? Like, what did I send you?
You should always read your emails, bro.
I really don't like to. Like, I'm pretty accessible, son. What the fuck are you gonna send me an email for?
What happened with these broads painting their titties?
Oh, you know, they're just mad of them now, in Times Square.
I know that. Yeah,
there's like a ton of body paint chicks, and well, you know, apparently, like the. Both the mayor and the governor have weighed in and been like, this is unacceptable. We need to get this out of Times Square. Because they think it'll lead back to the... I mean, I kind of wish they'd get rid of all those stupid characters. It's very annoying.
But you know what, though? I'm kind of shocked feminists haven't come out and supported these big-titted women and shit.
I mean, they will in any minute.
I would hope so. I haven't seen one yet, though, so I got to go check that out, actually.
It's fucking weird. There's just more, like, it's like, there was two girls that I always saw, the same two girls.
Yeah.
And now there's like six of them, and they're all just like with America body paint.
They look alright, though?
Some of them are alright.
Like out of a 10?
Yeah, one of the ladies that was questioned by Gothamist says it's because there's overweight women doing it now, and that's why they're trying to shut us down.
Oh,
because
it's empowering, as long as they're overweight, right? It's not scary.
No, she's saying that the reason why...
No, but I'm saying, I get what you're saying, but... She's using it as an excuse to say, because this fat bitch is doing it now.
No. It's she's not being a host. Feminist. She's saying that it's because people are like, now we have to put a stop to this. It's illegal anyway. So now they're like, now we got to put a stop to this because everybody's disgusted.
Yeah, you got to put those hand planets out the fucking pasture, right?
When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit them with the bruh button. Hit them with the bruh button. hit him with the rub button. When somebody talking stupid and you want to say something, hit him with the rub button. Hit him with the rub button. Hit him with the rub button.
That was uncalled for.
Much longer than I remember.
It's always called for with you, Johnny. It's always called for.
I'm saying, like, if you see...
What are you saying, dude?
Like, they trying to make it just because, oh, this fat bitches, that's why the party's over. They've been trying to take these broads down and shit. It's, like, nothing new. And people like fat bitches. They what's in right now.
Bruh. Bruh. What you got? He's talking crazy, Chris. I had to fucking play it. I'm sorry.
What, he was saying that this is empowering to women, that they dress up in... It's just
now
like-
you get it, too. Johnny, you should go try a party with those broads.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
You said you never even saw one.
I'm going to fucking check it out.
Right now?
Yeah, when we're done.
All right.
Take a stroll down a good old Times Square. If they're still there. I don't know. Did they get rid of them already?
I don't think so.
You know, the fucking Naked Cowboy started this shit.
He was an OG guy, though. He was...
That's what I'm saying. But still, like, a broad seeing that, she was like, yo, I want to make some money. How can I do this? Oh, flesh paint. And then, you know, she's looking at it, and a fat friend sees it like, well, I want to make money, too.
Everybody likes money.
Who doesn't? Especially those fucking hands.
But why don't these girls just go be strippers? I'm sure they make more money.
No, they have
self-respect,
Chris.
They probably think this is less whorish, and they have,
yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
This is way more whorish.
Not at all. You're not grinding on anybody or putting your knee in somebody's dick and promising them a good time and then not completing and shit. It's the worst.
Yeah, I guess, but at least you're in privacy in a fucking strip club. You're in a place where it's for.
Oh, I consider strippers to be more human beings than these savages, but, you know, whatever.
I don't know if I go that they're savages.
Jesus, Johnny, what
the fuck? Fucking walking around in the streets like that. And then they complain they get groped. What did you think was going to happen? Somebody say, hey, good
they
job.
They haven't complained that they got groped.
They have.
Where?
Check the had to be Gawker that I saw. Like, one of the girls like, oh, that's a peril of the job. You get groped by tourists and shit.
No. John, you like grow up women against their wishes?
No, that's not right. But they shouldn't complain if it happens.
That was
kind of
you passed the test. I just concocted for you. So you're not a rapist. Good work, Johnny. You did it.
Can't confuse me too many times.
That's right. I think some of those breasts on those women are fake.
Yo, if it's helping them make money, though, what do you think they're bringing in a day though?
$800 a day.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think they make $800 in Times Square?
You're just trying to cover your fucking England shit right now, because that's just the number you blew out your ass. No way they make it $800.
Look, all right, look, this is what we do. We get done here. We go to Times Square.
Here you go. It says right here. There's a guy who does the painting for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he says they make $300 for an 8 to 10 hour shift.
That's exactly what I said.
But apparently he takes a 40% cut.
Damn. What? Yo, he's a pimp, bro. All he's doing is painting them.
Hold on. A woman named Thais Luz, 42, who directed.
Jesus.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Who directed the pair as well as another group of women got a 30% cut.
He's a pimp. That's pimp fucking rates.
That leaves $90 on a good day for the women actually walking around in the
what
newly
the
nude.
Fuck? It's not worth it.
We should go start robbing these naked women.
No, we got to go rob the fucking painters, dude. They're the ones with the cash. Apparently, fuck.
Yeah, it seems like these girls should just post an ad on Craigslist themselves and go out there.
That's fucking ridiculous. That's really low. So you're basically saying 90 a day? They really doing a job. That's like
really
a regular workday kind of shit.
It's kind of depressing.
Damn.
Well, it's tax-free, so it's not terrible, but it's not good.
Yeah.
Once it gets cold out, they can't make any money.
That's true.
Or they could, but...
If they were fucking hard, if they knew what they were doing... They've had dedication.
But again, just bring that shit into the strip club. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You don't think a strip club would do that, like, girls of Times Square night or whatever, and have them, like, promise them a little
I mean,
extra
they'd
cash?
Probably be pretty stupid. Girls in the strip clubs around here are a lot better looking than these chicks.
Oh, yeah, they got
they'd
some
They'd have
nice
to go
ones.
To, like, Deep Queens.
We talking Flushing?
Yeah.
Ridgewood?
Yeah, on, like, a Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Oof, damn, son. Yeah, that...
Yeah. Pretty since, rough on since these
like it's like you know what it is when you walk past and they look hot to you because it's like whoa there's just a naked girl walking around Times Square but they're not that hot.
No, yeah, I would say
because
some
like,
of them wouldn't even be a six.
Like all right, like they're in the like I don't know, yeah, like a six, but it's just like
it's
just
a kind six.
Yeah,
by
just
the way,
weird. It's just a weird thing.
I see broads walking in the street. I'm like, damn, mom, where you going? But then you see these broads. At least they make $90 a day. That's that's cute, right?
Well, exactly. I just want these ladies to be able to make a living. That's all.
They barely survive.
Well, it seems
son.
Like they just put an ad on Craigslist, get their own fucking painter. I don't know why they're
paying themselves
a manager on top of that, too. It doesn't make
any ridiculous.
Sense.
Like, is he, like, posting the corners for them and shit? Like, yo, if you get here on this time, I'll hold this spot for you.
Like, there's tons of cops around there, so it's not even, like, an area where you would need a pimp, really.
Yeah, they did catch cops taking photos with them, too, and shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of rough.
You would kind of just need somebody to hold you down a duffel bag so you could put clothes on before you get on the train, right?
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they get, like, he drives them around in a van and drops them off wherever the fuck they came from.
Well, where would they go? Where would they go outside of Times Square?
Well, they got to go home. I don't think they live in Times Square, son.
Do they have to go home?
I would hope so. They got to wash that shit off.
If I was their manager, I would be like, you're not fucking going anywhere for the next 3 days.
Yo, at the rates he's charging, it sounds like that, actually.
Now get those painted tits out there and make me some fucking money.
He's like, yo, I missed your nipple. Fucking walk it off.
Walk it off, you slut.
Jesus Christ. This is your new character?
Yeah.
Body paint manager?
Body paint manager.
Body paint manager Stanley. Yo, the way you got your shades on, you look like you could pull that shit off, son.
Here, stick your pussy out so we can fucking paint. Here, give me that can of gold spray paint. I'm going to spray paint your pussy.
Typically do red, white, and blue.
It's not at all.
It's like, you didn't want to have kids anyway. Fuck it.
Your new name is Gold Pussy. Get your ass out there.
I got this cheap because there's lead in it.
Yeah. It's from China. You'll be fine.
If you can't breathe, just shut your fucking whore mouth. What? Why are you talking to her like that? You shut up, too.
God damn. Yeah, you should audition.
Yeah, you are a terrible piece of shit if you're the body paint manager guy. Nope.
It's the kind of thing where it's like if some girls were like, if I knew how to body paint, they were like, hey, we'll give you $50 if you do our body paint in the morning. It seems like it only takes about 25 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll do that for $50.
Well, I'll do it, but I'll concentrate on your pussy, though.
Like use a half a can on a pussy.
Look, I'm going to draw dicks on your ass. Johnny liked that one.
That was a good one, Seth.
Everyone's going to want to give you money. And I get my 75% cut. You stupid bitch.
Well, it's 30% to him and 40% to the manager, who's a woman.
What the fuck? That's like bordello rates, man.
No, look. Come here. I'm going to paint you. I'm going to dump this can of black paint on your head.
What, do you want to go back to Venezuela?
Some of those
South America's real nice this time of year, I hear. You whore. I saw the end of True Detective. I know how it is down there.
You're all scarred up on a fucking shitty boat.
Just treat me like Volcoro.
Jesus Christ.
You got some good news. Did you see that vaping 95% safer than smoking? You could
weed or cigarettes?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, but
you should start vaping.
Nah, bro, I can't. It's not the same. I need those.
But you could vape 95% more.
Yeah, but it's not as good. Like, fuck, I could vape times, that one cigarette pulls would be better than any of those vapes.
All right, but with a vape, though, you still get the same flavor you would off a cigarette, right?
Not really.
No? I can see where the problem would be for him, then.
I don't know.
My problem is I can't get any more of these whores. I can't convince them to let me paint them. That's my problem.
That was an hour?
That's an hour, bruh. Went fast today, right?
Quick hour.
Yeah. It's probably because Johnny was all messed up. He threw us off.
Yeah, we got like a contact high.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt you did.
What?
When I talked to Rick Strassman, he said, like, it is conceivably possible that if you're around somebody, like, you ever notice that, like, you feel a little weird when you're around a bunch of people tripping? Mm-hmm. He's like, it's conceivably possible that it's not just a placebo, that, like, there's, like, some hormonal change.
No shit.
That you're breathing in.
Hmm.
That means you're emitting hormones.
And where could people hear that interview?
On NutrashCity.com or on iTunes.
There you go. You got some plugs out there. This has been High Society Radio at HS Radio Show. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. We should take another group pic. You guys want to take a group pic for Instagram?
Just our dicks, though?
Just slap our dicks against each other and paint them and then walk out in Times Square. Channel, you're just mumbling yourself, dude.
Sing along.
You call that singing?
Oh shit, I'm sorry.
Say goodbye.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Instagram is High Society Radio. Donate to the show, if you please. Patreon.com/High Society Radio.
We're so close to that dollar pizza party.
Don't you want to see Johnny all whacked out?
Fuck.
I mean, I don't know how much longer this kid's going to last.
We can all get whacked out together and shit.
It's kind of weird.
Man.
Isn't it, bruh? And next time, if you fucking don't come in the next show sober, I'm going to bra button the shit out of you. I mean, you're not going to get a goddamn word out.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this thing about how Adblock is ruining the internet, but you're not in the right mind to talk about social issues.
Fucking Adblock?
Yeah, dude, Adblock. God, dude.
Adblock is ruining the internet.
Just listen to Chris. I love God.
I try. Sometimes it gets me into trouble.
All right, we're getting the hell out of here. I'm Chris Pepperick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. I tell you, we must die. Say goodbye.